You're on The Burt Show.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it swim is one of the sayings that I think should be out there in the world, but it is not.
I say that one again.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it swim.
Well, you just changed one word to make yours.
Yeah, I know. There are sayings that should be out there, but are currently not. And I was brought into this kind of light from a TikTok I saw from the Playdate podcast where they were making up very insightful figures of speech that are not real, but should be.
All right, these are even more sayings that don't exist. I've got put your finger on the hose. It means when you're kind of spreading yourself thin and you need to dial it in and concentrate on one thing. So, you know, maybe you're talking to a bunch of different ladies. Your buddy might say, hey, you really like this one girl? I think it's time you put your finger on the hose and, you know, lock her up.
I got don't mistake a parrot for a prophet. You know, your dad's always like regurgitating information that they've heard and you're like, you're just saying stuff you heard. You don't actually even know what you're saying. Don't mistake a parrot for a prophet.
That's so good.
Liam helped me with that one.
That's sick. I feel like that one should exist already. That's firing me up. Buying a new bike won't make you pedal faster.
Nice. I forgot how good it this you are. That's awesome.
Got to put in the work. Just get the shiny new thing. Isn't going to do it for you.
I got the sweeter the wine, the worse the hangover. So you might be enjoying it in the moment and indulging, but you're going to have to pay for it later.
Yeah. Everything has a cost.
Exactly.
I've got, let's not make a stop sign a red light. Don't get overly hung up on a small issue and let it halt your overall progress. Keep going. Keep pushing through.
Fantastic.
To stop, make an adjustment, keep going.
So good. I got a chameleon is never underdressed. So if you can adapt to your surroundings, you're going to fit in a little bit better.
I feel like we came back sizzling.
Really? I was 50-50 on that one. I didn't know if you're going to like
it. I love
that.
It. Thank you. All right.
I call that segment Cis White Men Discover Poetry.
Who are those dudes?
They're from the Playdate podcast. Their names are Will and Rusty.
It's really good.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Some of them was like, I don't know. But the parrot and prophet one, yeah. I was like,
that's a bar right there.
That is solid.
I like the bicycle one because a lot of people do that. I feel like buy the new shiny thing, but you still got to work hard. It's not going to help.
And dude, also treating like you shouldn't. Don't treat a stop sign like a red light. Mm-hmm. Even though red lights do eventually change. Mm-hmm.
Let me throw one at you guys. Okay.
All right.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, that's really.
So that one right there means like there's a lot of heat going on. Like if you can't take it, then you shouldn't be cooking anything.
That was off the top.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive, dude. That's fly. That's really really impressive.
Yeah. I bet other people will use that.
I think so. Sure. I think it'll take off. Early bird catches the worm. Like, if you're the first one out there, there are no other birds around, so you'll get those worms, like, for yourself.
Nate, wow, you're really good at this.
Here's one that I have said on the show quite a bit. But what if it goes right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we brought this up yesterday also. Like, our default is, oh, my God, I'm not going to do this. What if I fail? But what if it goes right?
My favorite one from you, besides don't F it up.
always, I think I gave you that advice right before you started the segment.
I was like, no pressure.
And maybe you got this from somebody else, but you were the first person I heard it from was try easier.
That wasn't mine, yeah.
That's too good.
That one's, I was the parrot, not the prophet.
You were the parrot, not the prophet.
On that one. I do say to my kid all the time, using a sports analogy that I've used in here also, he's a soccer player, and I tell him yellow cards are fine, red cards are the ones you have to stay away from. And if you're not a soccer fan, a yellow card is like when you make a foul and the ref goes over and goes, hey, don't do that again. And he takes out his yellow card. A red card gets you kicked out of the game. So a red card is a DUI, knocking somebody up. A yellow card is being too late for an interview, stuff like that.
Yeah, we were all tasked to bring in our own. And this is one that I've said on the show before. And as far as I know, I don't remember hearing it from anybody else, but I remember saying relationships should be work, but they shouldn't be a job.
Mm. Ooh, snaps.
Yes. Preach. I think I've birthed a couple on the show that I can remember. I don't want someone I can live with. I want someone I can't live without.
Ooh, bars.
If you don't see it, be it. What else have I said? I'm trying to remember them all. Oh, this one I don't get credit for, but I said this over a decade ago and I never heard anybody repeat it, but I used to make fun of my dude because he used to wear matching shirts with his wife that said, happy, happy wife, happy life. And I'm like, why don't y'all get a shirt that says happy spouse, happy house?
Hey.
Ooh. Happy spouse, happy house should be a thing. Men should deserve to be happy, too.
Very good. You remember that one you gave that one day where it was, hi, senior citizen lady, I will not give up my seat for you?
Do
you remember that one?
That was not the exact quote.
Sorry, old lady, find somebody else to give up.
Your most famous one. Chestnuts, not checkers.
Okay. That's right.
What else you got?
Those were good.
Princess-like.
Okay.
Love life.
Yeah, every day. What a way to bury my good ones, guys.
Abby, you want to finish this off?
Yes, the only one I could come up with yesterday was, don't go looking for Gucci and Goodwill. Keep your expectations where they should be. You're probably not the exception to the rule, but if you are, good for you. Enjoy that Gucci.
Far.
That was
far.
Far.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.